And here is the Writer's Almanac for Sunday. It's the 9th of April, 2017. It was on this date, 1968, two funeral services were held for Dr. Martin Luther King Jr., who had been assassinated in Memphis on the 4th of April. The first funeral at Ebenezer Baptist Church in Atlanta, and the second at Morehouse College, his alma mater. It's the birthday of the French poet Charles Baudelaire, born in Paris in 1821, famous for his collection of prose poems, Les Fleurs du Mal, The Flowers of Evil, in 1857, which included six poems about lesbianism, promptly deemed so obscene that Baudelaire, his printer, and his publisher were hauled into court, and the poems were banned from future printings in France. It was almost 100 years later, 1949, the judgment of obscenity was finally reversed, and the poems were restored. Baudelaire made his living writing art reviews and articles and translating Edgar Allan Poe into French. He became addicted to opium, had to move in with his mother, died at the age of 46. It's the birthday of J. William Fulbright, born in Sumner, Missouri, 1905, became U.S. Senator from Arkansas and gave his name to the Fulbright Scholarships, which provided for the exchange of students and teachers between the United States and other countries. It's the birthday of Edward Muybridge, born in Kingston-on-Thames, England, 1830, emigrated to California in the 1850s, took up photography, took more than 2,000 photographs, many of them views of the Yosemite Valley. And then he designed a new camera that could take a picture in 1/1000th of a second. And to test it, he set up 24 cameras along a racetrack with trip wires to pull the shutters. And with those cameras, he managed to take a series of pictures of a horse galloping and proved for the first time that at one time all four of the horse's hooves were off the ground. And it was on this day in 1865, Robert E. Lee surrendered his Confederate troops, 28,000 of them, to General Ulysses S. Grant, which effectively ended the American Civil War. They had fought a battle at Appomattox Courthouse in Virginia. The Confederates severely outnumbered by Union soldiers. So they met at a farmhouse and worked out terms. General Grant allowed the Confederates to go home and to keep their horses and their firearms. He offered Lee's army rations, and when the Union soldiers began to celebrate, Grant ordered them to stop. And from that day forward, Robert E. Lee would never allow anyone to speak unkindly of Ulysses S. Grant in his presence. Here's a poem for today by Grace Paley, The Choir Singing. From the balcony of the Thetford Hill First Congregational Church, I look down at the choir singing the adoration of Christ their Lord. The high foreheads of the older women shine. Why, that's the very condition of my own forehead, which seemed in the bathroom mirror to appear increasingly intelligent this morning, the delicate daily hair loss contributing to the reality and appearance of wisdom. The Choir Singing, a poem by Grace Paley from her new and collected poems published by Tilbury House Publishers, and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, a monthly devoted to discovering and publishing new voices in poetry. More at poetryfoundation.org. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.
Eat Each morning, you turn to the Writer's Almanac for insight and sustenance to get through the day. Help sustain this precious program with your support. Make your gift to keep great writing coming to you. Visit writersalmanac.org/donate.